From Miriam. In the early 18th century, my ancestors crossed the Atlantic Ocean, traveling from Switzerland to America to escape persecution for their religious beliefs. As an Old Order Amish woman, I call myself the plain part of plain wisdom. Perhaps that makes Cindy the wisdom part. I was born in St. Mary's County in southern Maryland, the third of seven children. When I was a year old, we moved to Adams County, Pennsylvania. My home was always filled with family from both my mom's and my dad's sides. Then, when I was 11, my parents bought a farm in the neighboring Franklin County. Today, my husband and I live on the farm where he grew up, which is within walking distance of my parents' place. When one is born into an Amish household, he or she is expected to remain Amish and eventually join the church. The youth are encouraged to join the faith in their teen years. For me, like for most Amish youth, the question wasn't would I join, but rather, when would I take that step? So, when the desire and the appropriate age came together, I, along with six other young women and six young men, took the first steps by attending instruction classes. A church leader teaches instruction classes, and similar to courses held by other faiths, the purpose of instruction is to clarify the founding principles and scriptures of our faith. The lessons begin in late spring and continue throughout the summer. Meanwhile, I was courted by a handsome young man named Daniel Flawed, who was from the same youth group and church. The following year, we were married. 18 months later, we were blessed with our first son. As the years went by, we had four more sons and a daughter. Now, nearly 30 years later, our family has welcomed three daughters-in-law and five grandchildren. I've enjoyed my life inside one of the most structured societies in the United States. I haven't always known what to do, agreed with the rules, or handled situations with wisdom. But I've experienced the abundant joys, as well as the occasional frustration our lifestyle brings. Often when we meet people, we see our own lives differently, perhaps better in some ways and worse in others. Sometimes we choose to stay inside our familiar circles so we can avoid the discomforts that are a part of building new friendships. Cindy's world was so very different than mine. Sophisticated, filled with technology, and by my plain standards, it was worldly. I invite you to come along as I prepared to welcome her into my home.
From Cindy. Some of you know me as the author of fiction books with Amish settings and characters. But like Miriam, my family roots trace back to Europe, specifically to Scotland, and my ancestors landed in America in the mid-1700s. I was born in Washington, D.C., the youngest child in a family of four. When my parents were growing up, their family lives were tough, and they had almost no support. But when they married in their teenage years, they were determined to beat the odds and make a success out of their lives. My family moved frequently when I was growing up. My dad would buy an old home in need of repair, and he and Mom would fix it up while living in it. Then they would sell it, and the process would start all over again. No matter where we lived, my vivid imagination constantly wove fictional stories of family life, romance, and conflict. The summer between my 8th and 9th grade years in school, my family moved from Maryland to Alabama. Because of that move, I eventually met and married Tommy. A few years after that, we had our first son, and I became a full-time homemaker. 2 years later, I gave birth to our second son. I homeschooled our two boys through middle school, and we welcomed a third son into our home in 1994. Throughout the years, my mind had continued to devise fictional stories but I was never willing to invest time in writing them. The story ideas were ceaseless, and in hopes of quieting them, I began writing as a hobby in 1999. In 2002, I attended my first writer's conference, and then fell in love with the whole writing process. I've enjoyed the freedom and opportunity granted to American women. Whether it was choosing what church to attend, how to school our children, or what career path to take. But, like Miriam, I haven't always known what to do, agreed with all the rules that bound me, or handled every situation with wisdom. I, too, have experienced the abundant joys of my lifestyle, as well as the frustrations. One of the great blessings in my life is having been invited into Miriam's home and into her life. Neither of us could have imagined what that initial visit would lead to as I anxiously went from my world into hers. Come, travel with me as I entered her world for the first time.